This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A U.S. official said late Wednesday that American forces struck up to 10 unmanned drones that were preparing to launch from a site in Yemen. The Iranian-aligned Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in recent weeks as a response to Israel's military operations in Gaza and a show of solidarity to the Palestinians. The campaign has disrupted international shipping in the region. Turkish warplanes continue to pound U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria that are fighting Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish drones have been pounding the Syrian border region controlled by the Syrian Democratic Forces. Turkey accuses the SDF's main groups, the Kurdish YPG and YPJ, of being affiliated with the PKK, which both Ankara and Washington consider a terrorist organization. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now threatening a land invasion, but the SDF is backed by a U.S. military force of about 900 as part of the fight against the so-called Islamic State group. However, analysts point to reports that Washington is considering a pullout from Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency must be shut down.
And we need to get other UN agencies and other aid agencies replacing UNRWA if we're going to solve the problem of Gaza as we intend to do.
Major donors suspended their funding to the agency after Israel accused 12 UNRWA employees in Gaza of taking part in the October 7th attack on southern Israel. This is VOA News. The attack by Hamas fighters ended with 1,200 people dead and more than 200 captured. Judges at the International Court of Justice on Wednesday rejected most of Ukraine's case against Russia, though they found Moscow violated elements of a UN anti-terrorism treaty. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
The case looked at Kyiv's accusation that Russia has equipped and funded pro-Russian forces, including rebels who shot down MH17 in July 2014, killing all 298 passengers and crew. Ukraine argued that Russia supplied the missile system that shot down the aircraft. Russia has rejected allegations about funding and controlling separatists in eastern Ukraine as fiction and, quote, blatant lies. But the court declined to rule specifically on the plane, saying terrorism funding violations only cover money, not weapons or training. Ukraine's representatives stressed the judgment established Russia violated international law.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma Gell. A coalition of more than 40 civil society groups have petitioned Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, calling on him to address chronic insecurity following a series of kidnappings. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
According to a report this week by the Civil Society Coalition, at least 2,400 people have been killed and close to 1,900 others kidnapped since May last year when President Bola Tinubu assumed office. The coalition said it was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security across Nigeria and called on authorities to take, quote, actionable steps, end quote, to fix the problem. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
New research shows the return of sea otters and their appetites is helping to rescue a section of marshland in the western U.S. state of California. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Striped shore crab were contributing to erosion in California's Elkhorn Slough.
It was really like more than Swiss cheese, it was triple Swiss cheese.
Researcher Brian Silliman at Duke University says sea otters were brought into the area. And they love to eat striped shore crabs.
By eating that marsh crab and lowering its densities, they lowered the erosion effect of those crabs and thereby slowed the sloughing of the creek banks.
Silliman says it's important to maintain marshes because they're the lifeblood of many communities.
And it's very expensive to do. And the predators, by their reentering into the system, help us stabilize them, help them regrow at a relatively small cost.
Sea otters can also help kelp forest regrow by controlling the number of sea urchins that munch on kelp. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.